Hello, this is Phil. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you very much. Just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African-American, black.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will definitely vote.
Thank you. What is your age?
76.
Thank you very much. And please rate yourself of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
More important.
Would that be much or somewhat more important?
More important.
Okay, would that be much or somewhat more important?
Much.
Okay. Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I refuse to answer that. N.A.
Sorry?
N.A. Not applicable.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
Would that be a strongly or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
What was the question?
Yes, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
Okay, from which options, which one would fit better your answer? Very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied? Thank you. And in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
About the same.
Thank you. Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two options: creating more jobs and raising wages, lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, making college more affordable and forgiving the students' debt, reducing crime, passing common sense gun reform to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, combating division and racism, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, protecting abortion rights, improving K-12 public school education, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, or border security.
So what do you want me to answer? Those are all the issues that are going on now.
Yes,
from
these following issues that are facing the country, from all these options I read to you, you can select up to two of these options that you think that they are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on.
The first two. 1 and 2.
Okay. Thank you. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no idea or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Democrats in Congress.
Is
that right? 100. Thank you. Joe Biden.
100.
Republicans in Congress.
0.
Jill Stein.
What?
Jill Stein.
I don't know. What are you talking about? Time. 0.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
0.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
5.
Thank you. Tim Scott.
0.
Thank you. Kamala Harris.
100.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, and independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and independent Jill Stein, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
The incumbent.
Sorry?
The incumbent. The present person in office.
Yes, from these candidates, for whom would you vote? Cornel West,
Biden.
Joe Biden. Okay. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
Yes, daily,
yes.
All day,
okay.
Every day.
Okay. And has what you have read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them? Much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable.
More favorable.
More favorable, would that be much more or somewhat more
much,
favorable?
Much. But how many more questions do you have? I'm on the road,
oh.
I'm driving. In fact, I'm in the area where Biden and Trump have just landed. So,
I do understand.
Questions?
A couple of more questions. We're about a quarter to finish. I'll try to do this as fast as I can. And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel more favorable towards the Biden administration?
Oh, well, he's just trying to do more to help the country, to keep us safe, to keep us financially stable.
Thank you. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing? Yes, a lot. Yes, some. Only a little. Nothing at all.
Nothing but talk.
Thank you. Now I'd like you to read you what some authors have said they believe are threats to the African American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? You may choose two. The lack of quality education opportunities, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, the stagnant wages and rising costs, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, Donald Trump getting elected president again, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, rising crime and violence. You may choose two of these.
Jobs and violence and crime.
Okay, which one was the first one that you mentioned, sorry?
Lack of jobs. Financial.
Okay. For each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Donald Trump or Joe Biden would be better at dealing with that issue. Growing the income and increasing economic opportunities for people like you. Trump or Biden?
Biden.
And would Biden be much better at dealing with that issue or just somewhat better?
Better. Much better.
Would that be... Okay, thank you. Protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
Much better.
Would that be for Trump or Biden?
Biden.
Thank you. Securing our borders.
Biden.
Would that be Biden somewhat or much better?
Much better.
Thank you. The rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
What about that? What are you asking?
Yes. Who would deal better with this issue, Biden or Trump? Say, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
Well, he's not going to help raise it, but he can stop it. Biden would stop it.
Okay, and would be Biden much better or somewhat better?
Much.
Thank you. Bringing down the costs of healthcare and prescription drugs. Biden or Trump?
Biden, much better. Biden.
Thank you. Implementing common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of the people who shouldn't have them.
Biden, much better.
Thank you. And generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less favorable towards him? Much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable?
Somewhat more favorable.
Thank you. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this verdict? Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
With his what?
Sorry?
With his what? What was that last word you used?
The last option was strongly disagree.
With his what?
Let me read this question again to you. As you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this verdict? I strongly agree.
I agree with the verdict that he is guilty.
Okay, would that be a strong or somewhat agree?
Agree.
Okay, would you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat.
Okay. Okay, since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
Disagree. Much.
Okay.
Disagree. That's a lie.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media?
Daily.
Very often? Often, not often,
very,
not at all.
Very often.
Thank you.
Now,
and for which of the...
A couple of more questions. Now, you'll probably be going on until midnight if I don't shut you down.
No worries.
Goodbye.
We're about to finish.